now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Well, this week on the show, we talked to Fluid Floyd from Don Tiki. He's going to tell us about a big show which is coming up at the end of the year for Don Tiki. News on a new biopic coming out about Liz Taylor, and you're never going to guess who is going to be playing her. I've got a stack of new gigs coming your way, plus the best lounge in Exotica as we broadcast across the world via the Sydney Penthouse as we kick off with Halford Jet Set and Tema Diana on the Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation, thanks to ultraswank.net.
Thank you.
Doctor Nation with Lounge Leader Coop Cooper, thanks to ultraswank.net and Clouseau with Mizzaloo. Now, Honolulu's Don Tiki, the collaborative top-tier musicians, vocalists and dancers that reinvented the jungle jazzy sounds of Exotica, making their Los Angeles debut on December the 20th at the Walt Disney Concert Hall with a festive Hot Lava holiday show. Fluid Floyd joins me on the show. Tell us a little bit more about this. Hey, buddy.
Aloha, mate. How have you been, Coop?
Very good, very good. And I'm very excited to see that you've got a big show coming up. Last time we spoke was the release of South of the Boudoir. What have you guys been doing since?
Well, we've been working on keeping our tiki torch flickering here in Honolulu. We do an occasional public show. We've been doing some corporate events. And we had a big holiday show but last December at the Honolulu Academy of Arts in the Doris Duke Theater, Don Tiki's Pagan Holiday Show that went quite well. In fact, they've invited us to bring it back next year. They want to make it an annual event. We're stoked.
That's fantastic. Now, what sort of things can we expect from the big show? And I suppose the thing with Don Tiki is we know that we're going to get a big show. It's not like, you know, you guys are guys you can see at a bar at any corner. I mean, you do big shows, big production.
It's a big production always. You'll have, we'll have we'll have our core musicians, which is Delmar D. Wild and Sherry Shelling on lead vocals. And of course, the ever lovely Hei Zhang on bass and vocals as well. And we have Lapaka Cologne, Augie's son, who played with, Augie Cologne, who played with Martin Denny for 50 years. On congas and bongos and bird calls and jungle sounds. He's genetically coded to carry on. And we have just some fantastic musicians with us. We'll have Abe Lagrimas Jr. on vibes and a special treat. He said they actually want some fire effects in this prestigious hall, the Walt Disney Concert Hall. This is downtown LA, by the way. We're not in Disneyland or Anaheim.
Yeah.
It's a new hall designed by Frank Gehry, who built the Bilbao Museum in Spain. It's just incredible, considered the number one state-of-the-art acoustic hall for sound right now and home of the LA Philharmonic. So we're very honored and thrilled and humbled, excited, and a bit terrified, to be honest with you. We have this incredible opportunity. They've actually asked for fire effects, which surprised us. So back to Abe Lagrimas Jr. on vibes, he's going to be lighting his mallets on fire while he plays. And we're also going to have a volcanic caldera up on stage. And we're looking into having a tiki bar on stage with some planted guests, if you will, who are going to come out and do a few special things. I'll reveal a few secrets here for your devoted fans, Coop. One being Chita Lima, if you're familiar with her from Sao Paulo.
Yeah.
She's just fantastic, and she's going to sing she'll be sitting at the tiki bar on stage, and she just won't be able to contain herself, and she's going to come up and sing a song called Manoa, which is a lovely valley here on Oahu, near the University of Hawaii. And the song was written by Carlinhos de Oliveira, who was living here for a while. He's the Pan de Ouro, the golden tambourine of Brazil, and has performed with us, amazing percussionist. And he wrote this song about his love of Hawaii and his favorite places here. And Chita will come up and sing that song, and Carlinhos will come up and add Brazilian percussion to it. So we're very thrilled and working on some little surprise moments like that.
Sounds like it's going to be superb. But, you know, Delmar is always an amazing character when I see shows of yours. I think this guy just seems like he is out of control. He seems pretty crazy. Is he a crazy guy?
Well, you know, as much as we try to contain him, you sort of touched on something there, Coop. He's our leader of wackitude and part of, an integral part of the Don Tiki Brain Trust. And he adds so much information. He's the didacticon, we call him at times, like a living almanac of tiki and things far beyond. And he just brings so much energy and flow, not to mention his great vocals, or as my partner Perry Kitt has described him, as a cross between Wayne Newton, Elvis Presley, and Pepe Le Pew.
It's that crazy hair, that's what it is, I mean.
And, you know, it's actually, people go like, where does he get that crazy wig? Well, he's actually, it's his hair, which is kind of like a big curly Irish afro, if you will, that he transforms into that cotton candy atop his head through expensive stylists that we have to pay for to travel with him, not to mention his own damn bartender. But we're willing to put up with all these expenses because there is no one like Del Mar DeWaddle.
That is so true. Now, while I've got you, is there any chance of some new recordings coming our way for 2012?
Well, you know, my intrepid partner, Perry Coma, has been very busy in the studio. He's our band leader, composer, keyboard player, and just an extraordinary musician. And he has been busy working on holiday tunes for this show at the request of the LA Philharmonic and the Disney folks. So you're going to see some new tunes that are now under construction and fairly developed, actually. One called Jungle Jolly Day.
Right.
We're going to be doing Carol, his arrangements of Carol of the Bells. It's kind of a Christmas standard, but he's put a beautiful exotica spin on it. We have Xmas Eve at Club Bamboo and Silent Village, which is kind of a mashup of Quiet Village meets Silent Night. Right. He's put together in the most unique way. And of course, that Cuban salsa favorite, Havana Gila. So yeah, we're going to have dreidels stuffed with tropical seas as our maracas, and put a little Latin spin on that chestnut Havana Gila.
So we can look forward to that around the end of the year, obviously, and obviously in time for the show. Now, speaking of the show, tickets are going on sale very, very soon, which is why we're chatting today, because those tickets are going to be going like hotcakes. What's the date that the tickets are out?
Tickets are going to be on sale to the public August 17th. The show is at the end of the year, December 20th. So I think the best way to do that is to the LAPHIL.org. If you go there, they'll tell you how to purchase tickets.
Cool. Have you got a link on your website?
And there's a link on our website. We just updated our website, so a lot of the information is there about how to get tickets and information about the concert hall and what we've got coming up at the end of the year.
Okay, over at dontiki.com. Well, it's going to be a huge show, that's for sure. Looking forward to that. And we'll chat again soon before the show. But thanks for joining us tonight.
Thanks, Coop. Always good to hear from you. Aloha, and we'll chat again soon.
Fluid Floyd on the Cocktail Nation. Do check out the show. You can find out some details online, dontiki.com. Of course, the show at the Walt Disney Concert Hall on December the 20th. The festive hot lava holiday show is going to be a huge one. Here's Don Tiki and blah, blah, cha-cha-cha.
Blah, 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 cha, cha, cha. This is called the blah, blah, cha, cha, cha. Got no words to fit this tune. So you just say blah, blah, cha, cha, cha. If I could. Blah, 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 cha, cha, cha.
to the Jet Age.
You see these people staring at you? They keep peeking over their shoulders, wondering, where are you going tonight? Where are you going, Frank?
Don't tell me not to fly, I've simply got to. If someone takes a spill, it's me and not you.
Don't the Cocktail Nation.
You know, I used to be a racketeer. A zoot suit and jazz, wobbling moon nights and Renata, Pimpster, hustling, sin skin, a scam. For the dragness, and again, Twilight, Fifth and Main, Los Angeles, 1947. You know, I cut a couple of jazz torch discs to a bar door of underworld Hollywood called the Black Dahlia, which went all the way to the look of a hit parade just like her. And I took the big fall in a mob brawl. And late 47 on a holy hail of rosary bead bullets. And I didn't go to hell. I went to a place much worse than that. They sent me back in 58 or what, up in some kind of neon noir voodoo limbo. Haven't seen out of focus. Jazz, neon noir, striptease, heroin, and harlotry. Except for one, but she was standing there at the crossroads of my last breath and my last life and the start of this goddamn Jim Crack one. Never the real, just an amorphic veil. And I call her my shadow bride. Mm-hmm. You see her sacred strip, sees me possess. Well, she didn't need to unzip to be the queen of burlesque. Eyes are hard, mammal lips, with a Rita Hayworth's hump, back dyes, cathedral hips, Bruno, Hollywood, splayed of cheesecakes, noodle and mocha, spots to burn some days, voodoo. Oh, baby, she's a chain dragger, nasty little girl. Yeah, 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 she's a chain dragger. Oh, kill my black tail here. Oh, kill my black tail here. Who killed my black tail here? Who killed my black tail here? Santeria Mayumbe. Santeria Mayumbe. Who killed my black tail here? Who killed my black tail here? Azuli's cursing, the angels they howl. She's bumping and twirling in the people's grind house. I hear her burn, tortured whales. One day she'll reborn with two veils. Mother Mary, I say 100 hailures. Just protect her limbo soul and help me reconnect with my black Dahlia. She's a nasty little girl. Yeah, yeah, she's a Chandra girl. Who kill my black tail? Who kill my black tail? Who kill my black tail? Who killed my black tail? Santeria Mayumbe. Santeria Mayumbe. Who kill my black tail? Who killed my black tail? Better drink. Please the pilgrims, honey. Taught me. Who killed my black Dahlia? Who killed my black Dahlia? Santeria Mayumbe, Santeria Mayumbe, who killed my black tail here? Who killed my black tail here? Who killed my black tail here? Well, Mother Mary, I say 100 hairs, Just protect a limbo soul and help me reconnect with my black genial. She's a chain driver. She's a nasty little girl. Oh, she's a chain dragger. She's a nasty little girl.
The Cocktail Nation with lounge leader Coop Cooper, and a great track there from Jimmy Vargas, a live track from his recent tour, Black Dahlia. This week on the show, I thought I'd introduce you to our new producer and panel operator from Brazil. Say hello to our listeners, please.
Well, my name is Eduardo. I'm new producer and panel operator for Cocktail Nation Radio Show. I like to push the buttons. What can I say?
Okay, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a backpacker and a radio producer, and I wanted to come out to Australia to live for a little while to meet Australian beautiful women, travel the world, so that's why I'm here.
So, you know where everything is. You look pretty sad. Have you got any questions, Eduardo?
Yeah, could you say your lounge authority? Why don't you grow nice long hair like me? The nice, luscious ladies love it.
Well, I'm more of a clean-cut kind of pompadour kind of guy, I suppose. So probably not.
Okay. I get back to work now.
Cool. Well, I'm sure this is going to work out well. Back to the music now with Mr. Ho's Orchestrotica and Colorado Waltz on the Cocktail Nation.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Coop Coop, thanks to ultraswank.net, Martini Kings, and Desafinado. Word this week, Lindsay Lohan is going to be getting back into the whole version of life that you and I know is working. She's going to be back doing a show, an upcoming Elizabeth Taylor biopic called Liz and Dick. Of course, the troubled star has had lots of issues of late, but she has ditched her blonde hair in preparation for the filming of Elizabeth Taylor's biopic. Now, Liz and Dick chronicles the enduring love of movie icons Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton, whose fiery romance was the most notorious, publicized, and celebrated love affair of its day. I'm not too sure how this one's going to be panning out, but I'd certainly be very keen to see it. And based on some of the postings on Facebook after I mentioned it, I just wonder how well it will rate. Some people weren't particularly impressed. I've got to say, I always want to watch these things. Sometimes they're absolutely dreadful, but I don't know, it's a little bit like a car crash, I suppose. You just got to look at it sometimes. Here's Jonah Jones, Whatever Lola Wants, on the Cocktail Nation.
This is Andy Nazell, Tiki Joe's Ocean, Dean Greaves, the SG Sound.
Extra dry, extra cold, rocks glass, no rocks, three olives.
The Cocktail Nation.
Thank you. Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation with Coop Cooper and Octobop with Playboy's theme. Gonna say hi to Christina Osmalak, who writes to me this week and says, "Dear Coop, love your show. I'm listening from Chicago, and I love hearing all the different acts that are new to me, so keep it up." Well, thank you, Christina. Thanks for your message. Of course, you can always email me, thecocktailnation@gmail.com. You can also get in touch with us via Twitter. Our handle is Cocktail Nation. We're on Facebook as Coop.Cooper. Also got a Cocktail Nation group page as well, if you'd like to chat about different things, lounge and exotica. So lots of ways to get in touch with the show. Of course, our main website, cocktailnation.net, where a whole bunch of new photos of me are up there. We just did a photo shoot with Mr. Jack McGuire. I've got to say, the photos came out pretty good, so check them out online, cocktailnation.net. Time for a look at the world of swank. Otto's Grotto is coming up the first Wednesday of the month. Forbidden Island, Alameda. It's every month. Lost World is a special event being held in Katoomba, June 23 at the Avalon Hotel. I'm planning to check this one out. I believe it was a big show last month. Their only problem was that the lights went out. The power went out halfway through the show. I think it might have cancelled it early. But hopefully the lights will be on for the June 23rd event. And I'm planning on heading up the mountain to this one. This is in Katoomba, which is in the mountains, which are around Sydney. So it's a little bit of a trip, but well worth it. Tales from the Tiki Lounge coming up July 6th. This is the Brad Parker special show at the La Luz de Jesus Gallery on Hollywood Boulevard. Tiki carver Marcus Thorne is heading to the Cairns Ukulele Festival. He's going to be the guest artist for a week up there and holding workshops every day from the 3rd of July through to the 7th of July. And then Marcus is heading over to the Hawaiian Antiques and Collectibles Fair as a guest artist for the weekend, 21st and 22nd of July. We're going to be catching up with Marcus in the coming weeks because he's involved in a very big project here in Australia. The Martini King's first vinyl LP, Palm Spring Serenade, is going to be released by Dionysus Records coming up on July 10. The LP features some cover art by Shag, and the band is going to be doing their record release party and closing for Brad Tiki Parker's show at the La Luz de Jesus Gallery, July 29. June 9, the historic Maikai restaurant, Fort Lauderdale. We've got the Atomic Grog hosting the party, special flights of vintage cocktails, live music, and DJ Chesida Jones. And the event is the climax of 52 weeks of Maikai cocktail reviews on the atomicgrog.com blog. Tuesday nights in New York City, PKNY, Primitiva in Hi-Fi. Tiki Oasis coming up August 12, and of course, as we found out tonight, Don Tiki goes Disney December 20 at the Walt Disney Concert Hall in Los Angeles. This is over at 111 South Grand Avenue. Back into the music right now from OSS 117, it's Ludwig Buss and Panic Plane on the Cocktail Nation. We'll be right back.
Welcome to my party, glad you stumbled in. Welcome to my party, baby, where's the ice? Who here's up for dancing? Who here's new? Welcome to my party, who the hell invited you? You're here because you love me. Don't I know it? Yeah, I know you're here because you love me. Cause the booze is cheap and the low down low. Welcome to my party, you know what I need. Queenie's up for jazz and Queenie's up for anything tonight. I gotta get my hand in smoking. I need it bad, God, I need it more. I need a lot of friendly smoking. Cause there ain't no heaven and there ain't no hell, no turning back. Show you how it's done. I'll teach you the party. Where the hell's my eyes? You remember this one. Greetings guarantee. Welcome to my party. Wanna get creamed? Wanna get juiced? Want to get
The Cocktail Nation with Coop Cooper and Leah Delaria. And welcome to my party. Well, next week on the show, we're going to be catching up with the crew from Sunday Combo out of Amsterdam. So looking forward to talking to this little electronic lounge and exotica group, which I'm a big fan of the music. So we'll catch up with them. I'm going to leave you with Lalo Schifrin and Mission Impossible. Stay here.